Chapter 2. Slippers. Over time, Grandpa's mind began transporting him back to his days of glory more and more. By the time our story begins, the old man completely believed that it was still World War II, even though the war had ended decades before. Grandpa had become very confused, a condition that affects some elderly people. It was serious, and sadly, there was no known cure. Instead, it seemed likely it would worsen over time, until one day, Grandpa might not even be able to remember his own name. But as ever in life, wherever there is tragedy, you can often find comedy. In recent times, the old man's condition had led to some very funny moments. On bonfire night, Grandpa insisted everyone go down to the air raid shelter at once, when the next-door neighbours started letting off fireworks in the garden. Or there was the time when Grandpa cut a wafer-thin chocolate mint into four pieces with his penknife and shared it out with the family because of rationing. Most memorable of all was the time Grandpa decided that a shopping trolley at the supermarket was really a Lancaster bomber. He hurtled down the aisles on a top-secret mission, hurling huge bags of flour. These bombs exploded everywhere, over the food, over the tills, even covering the haughty supermarket manageress from head to toe. She looked like a powdery ghost. The clean-up operation lasted many weeks. Grandpa was banned from the supermarket for life. Sometimes, Grandpa's confusion could be more upsetting. Jack had never met his grandmother. This was because she had died nearly 40 years ago. It had been one night towards the end of the war in a Nazi bombing raid over London. At the time, Jack's father was a newborn baby. However, when Jack stayed at his grandfather's tiny flat, the old man would sometimes call out for his darling Peggy, as if she was in the next room. Tears would well in the boy's eyes. It was heartbreaking. Despite everything, Grandpa was an incredibly proud man. For him, everything had to be just so. He was always impeccably...